Okay, wait. So the article calls LLMs extremely smart students locked in a room without internet access. And I actually think that's the best metaphor I've heard in a while.
Right? That landed for me too. It makes the whole RAG thing click instantly. Instead of asking the student to remember everything, you just hand them the right textbook pages.
Yeah, except the student is also really good at lying when they don't know the answer. The article calls that out. Hallucinations aren't a bug. They're literally how next token prediction works. If the model doesn't know, it just generates something that sounds plausible.
Which is terrifying when you think about how many people are using ChatGPT for things like internal documentation. Anyway, I was just telling my partner last night, we had this whole thing where our team's chatbot gave someone the wrong deployment command because it hallucinated a package name.
Oh no, classic. So RAG is supposed to fix that by giving the model actual source material to read from. Retrieval, augmentation, generation. The article walks through building one from scratch with Python, which I appreciate because most tutorials skip the messy parts.
What messy parts? I thought you just dump documents into a vector database and call it a day.
If only. The article covers this. Chunking strategy is actually the hardest part. If you chunk documents too small, you lose context. Too big, and the embeddings get muddy. And then there's the embedding model choice. Not all embeddings are created equal for semantic similarity.
Mm-hmm. So the open book analogy is nice. But the book is actually 1,000 sticky notes that you have to organize by topic first.
Exactly. And the article does a good job showing the full data flow. You ingest documents, chunk them, embed each chunk, store in a vector DB. Then at query time, you embed the question, do a similarity search, retrieve the top chunks, and stuff them into the prompt alongside the original question.
Okay, but does this actually eliminate hallucinations? Because I feel like people hear RAG and think it's magic.
It doesn't eliminate them, it just reduces the surface area. The model can still misread the retrieval might miss the right document entirely. The article mentions this. Common RAG problems include poor chunking, irrelevant retrieval, and the model ignoring the retrieved context. It's not a silver bullet.
But for someone building a chat with your PDF app, or an internal knowledge base bot, it's probably the best option without retraining, right?
Yeah, for sure. And the article calls out that retraining costs millions and takes months. So RAG is the pragmatic middle ground. The author even mentions advanced RAG concepts, like query rewriting and re-ranking, which I think is where the field is heading.
All right. So if I'm a product manager trying to ship a customer support bot next quarter, what's the one thing I should take away from this?
That RAG isn't plug and play. You need to think about chunk size, embedding model, retrieval strategy, and prompt design. And you need to test it against real user queries. The article gives a working code example, but the real learning is in the trade-offs. Oh, and don't trust the model even when it has the right documents.
So basically the same lesson as always. AI is still just a tool, and you have to understand how it works to use it well.
Yeah, that's the take. But the open book exam metaphor, that's going in my permanent brain storage.
Same. All right. That's a wrap on episode 442 of Two People Arguing About Metaphors for AI. Cody, thanks for the RAG deep dive.
Anytime. Now I need to go actually fix that deployment command thing.